It's Texas Standard Time.
Business and your money on a Friday on The Standard. I'm David Brown. The Rio Grande isn't as full as it used to be, as we all know, and that's a problem for everyone who shares the river. Texas claims New Mexico's keeping more than its fair share of the water. It's actually suing that state and Colorado in a case that's gone all the way to the Supreme Court. But the Rio Grande doesn't just flow through the U.S., of course. It also feeds Mexico. Officials on both sides of the border are concerned about water scarcity and taking new steps to conserve the resource, as Mallory Falk reports now from El Paso.
So here's where we have the five reverse osmosis units.
I'm standing inside the K. Bailey Hutchison desalination plant in a room full of long white tubes. Here, brackish groundwater gets turned into fresh, drinkable water. It's pumped through these tubes at extremely high pressure, leaving behind salt and bacteria.
Each RO can produce 3 million gallons a day of permeate.
Desalination plants are usually built near the ocean, where there's a vast supply of salty water. This one in El Paso is the largest inland desalination plant in the country. Gilbert Trejo is with El Paso Water, the local utility. He says this plant is part of a larger plan to make sure the city doesn't run out of water.
We are diversifying our water portfolio.
It's pretty obvious there isn't a ton of water in El Paso. The landscape is dusty brown, front lawns are filled with rocks and desert plants. The two sources of water here are the Rio Grande and a couple of aquifers, but they're not just for El Paso.
You know, groundwater basins don't see political boundaries.
Water from the Rio Grande and underground are shared across the border with Ciudad Juarez. It's a delicate balance. There's a treaty that determines how the river gets shared. But there's no rule about the aquifers. Both sides try to just take what they need. And they share information so no one accidentally overdraws.
If we'd both be doing it in a vacuum, we could dry each other's wells out.
At least that's how it's worked for decades. But now there's a problem, because there are new pressures on those water sources. Ed Archuleta is director of water initiatives at UT El Paso.
Climate is changing. We have climate change affecting water supplies.
Because there's less snowfall in Colorado, there's less water in the Rio Grande. Typically, the snow melts and feeds the river. Now there's less water, but more demand. Alfredo Granados teaches engineering at Autonomous University of Ciudad Juarez.
Border communities are growing really fast. So economic incentives like maquiladoras in the Mexican side or industry in the Paso side, those are pushing and pressuring the system to bring more water into this region.
These cities have to get creative about water management. And El Paso is doing that. It built that giant desalination plant. It's also buying land and water rights in the neighboring county to pipe water in down the road. And it's designing a facility to turn wastewater into clean drinking water and deliver it directly to customers' faucets. El Paso Water's Gilbert Trejo says all this comes at a price.
That's more expensive water. And over time, the water bills in El Paso are going to rise. It's inevitable.
But while El Paso may be able to afford that investment, so far Juarez has found it cost prohibitive to build a surface water treatment plant. It's much more dependent on those aquifers.
We're over here trying to do our best to conserve our groundwater basin. That's the only resource they have, so they keep pumping it. So it makes the challenge even tougher.
But Ciudad Juarez engineering teacher Alfredo Granados says that city is taking other measures to conserve and reuse water. Measures like preventing leaks, harvesting rainwater, and helping farmers use water more efficiently. Plus, he says,
100% of our wastewater has been treated.
While it's not drinkable like El Paso's is, that treated wastewater is reused for irrigation. Granados recently came to El Paso for a bi-national water summit hosted by El Paso Water and UT El Paso. It brought together experts and officials from both sides of the border to share knowledge and solutions. Something he says is critical.
This is a shared resource. We are working on the same region, on the same aquifer, with the same amount of water. So the policy of having the biggest pump wins, that's not sustainable.
Last fall, the U.S. and Mexico signed an agreement about how they'll manage the Colorado River in times of intense drought. Some water experts would like to see a similar pact here on the Rio Grande. In El Paso, I'm Mallory Falk for the Texas Standard.